Here's a question for you. Did you make your bed today? No shame, but think about what you did when you made the bed. Did you have extra pillows or just the normal amount of pillows? How many blankets did you have? Were there other items? Are you the kind of person that has a ton of other stuff on your bed? What if making your bed is actually a great way to think about the journey of spiritual transformation? And what if making your bed is the best way to deal with the restlessness that comes through growth? Well, hey, welcome to the Restlessness is a Gift podcast. I hope you've enjoyed the conversations so far that we've had with my friends Justin McRoberts and Sean Palmer. I've really enjoyed talking with those guys. I also enjoy the fact that they were willing to endorse the book. And I want to talk to you today about a portion of the book, The Gift of Restlessness, that I'm starting to believe this part that I'm going to talk about today is more important than I ever really considered. Just a note here, the book releases on April 25th. And you can actually pre-order the book now. And if you do pre-order it, please head over to my website, caseytigrett.com. I've got some free stuff for you, including 6 audio meditations that work through the content of the book. And there will be a few other free things along the way that I'll give you if you are a pre-order customer. So thank you so much for doing that. What I have to say about the book right now is that writing a book is a strange thing. Because you spend so much time with the content when you first write it, when you're editing it, when you're going through all of that, that you sometimes forget what you wrote. And you don't really remember it until either A, somebody asks you about it, like, why did you say this? Or what did you mean when you said this? Or until you end up speaking in public on a part of the book. And I get to do that a little bit. And when I do, I never take it for granted. But it's interesting to go through it and say, what do I want to talk about when I talk about the book today? And this, an interesting thing happened to me with this whole idea of speaking in public. When I spoke at Olivet Nazarene University a while back, and I wanted to talk about one of the chapters in the book, which is about the idea of belonging and some of the restlessness that comes along with the question of whether or not we belong, or where do we belong? I really feel like this is a critical question, and I walk with so many people in spiritual direction who are struggling with that idea of, do I belong? And if I do, where do I belong? So as I started to think about speaking on that topic to college students, I had this wild idea, and so I asked the chaplain, can we get a full-sized bed on the platform in the chapel? And can we have that bed be made up with like sheets and pillows, the whole thing? And I was expecting something really simple. I didn't have anything extravagant in mind. I was like, could we just have that and could we have stuff on it? And he said, to my surprise, yeah, we can do that. So I showed up to chapel that morning and they had a full sized bed, not a king, but like a single bed, like you'd have in a dorm room. But the person who had taken care of it had done such a great job of having really nice pillows and blankets and sheets on it that I immediately started to feel bad. And you'll find out why that is, because, well, in the middle of the teaching, I was going to rip everything off of it. So I started to feel immediately bad about how much trouble they had gone to. But I started the talk that morning with this particular line, and I'm going to start that with you today as we talk about this. I love my bed. My bed, my wife and I's bed, I love it. It's a true thing for me to say that. I'm not making that up for the sake of this conversation. I love my bed. I would write songs about it if I could. And the reason I love it is not only because it's comfortable and it's familiar, but also because it's predictable. So no matter how much of a dumpster fire any one day is, when I come home at night, I know exactly where my pillows are. I know exactly where the dent is on my side. I know exactly how to roll so that I don't creak too loud, so I don't wake the dog up in the early morning or wake my daughter up, which is, she's a teenager, so that's getting harder and harder to actually wake her up. But so I know it. It's predictable. I know what to expect from it. And so what I want to do is talk about the idea of belonging, which maybe for you is very predictable. You know exactly where you belong. But maybe for some of you, it's not that predictable and it's not that stable. But I want to talk about belonging from the perspective of making a bed. And so again, at the top of the episode, I asked you, like, think about how you made your bed. And if you think about your bed, you know, there are specific pillows that you have. There's a blanket, possibly a sheet, and then maybe you've got a sheet around the mattress. Maybe you've got multiple blankets. Everybody's different, but most of the time you can count on pillows, a blanket, some sheets, or a sheet. Let's think about all the stuff on the bed as, by the word, attachments. Attachments. So developmental theory of human beings says that as we grow up, attachments give us a sense of self and where we belong. The attachment we have to our family, the early attachments of children to their parents, the attachments of community and school and siblings, they give us a sense of who we are and also where we belong. And the interesting thing to me as a spiritual director is what's true of human development theory, how human beings develop and grow, is also true of the spiritual journey, how we grow in our maturity and in our spirits. Now, there are such things as healthy or secure attachments, and there are things like unhealthy or insecure attachments. Both of those count. They both determine how we move forward, and the same is true about our faith and our growth. There are insecure attachments that we can make to God. There are secure attachments that we can make to God, and they're all part of it. They're all necessary. That seems like a lot, but we're going to dive into it a little deeper here. So when you think about spiritual journeys, the things on the bed, the pillows, the sheets, and the blankets, in a faith sense, they're the ways we attach to God, the way we attach to self, and the way we attach to others. So let's say that the metaphors and images, theology and practices we use to connect to God or to a faith community. Let's say those are the pillows. So on your bed, God is represented, your connection or attachment to God is represented by the pillows. Now, the way we attach to ourself or our sense of self, our personality, our story, our body, that's the blanket. That's the thing that covers the bed. And then the sheets or the sheet is the way that we connect with others and the way we attach to others, whether it's our family or our community or our faith community or our school or our friends. So over the course of our life, we develop by making our own bed. Over the course of our spiritual journey, we develop by making our bed, putting in place attachments to God, to self, and to others. Now, what we can't forget is that all of these things are put on a frame and a mattress. So there are these hard, heavy, large pieces that form the foundation. So I don't care if your real bed is an IKEA thing, or it's your grandmother's oak bed that was handed down, or maybe it's something you found at a thrift store, or you went dumpster diving at a college. I did that once when I was in college, found a really great couch. Maybe you found a bed. No matter where it's from, the frame and then the mattress and maybe the box spring, those are the solid, unchanging elements of our bed. So when we talk about belonging, and we talk about this metaphor of making the bed, when we talk about belonging, we're actually talking really about two different things. So there's a lowercase b belonging, represented by the pillows, the blanket, and the sheets, and they're true at any one point in our life. So the way we belong to God, to self, and to others, that can be a lowercase belonging. And that's true at any one point in our life. So we have sheets, relationships that are true when we're children. We have a concept of God that's true when we're in our younger years of faith. We have a blanket. We have a concept of ourselves at 20 or at 30 or at 40 or at 50. And we belong to those, but it's a lowercase belonging. It's a little b belonging. But there's also this uppercase belonging. And that uppercase belonging is really the frame. It's the mattress. It's the solid stuff that never changes, that we build our life upon, that we build our attachments on. So at this point, here's what I've come to believe and what I've seen in other people that I've walked with. Our uppercase belonging, our capital B belonging, never changes. The solidness of the frame of our life, the mattress, the box spring of our life, that never changes. And it's this divine belonging that we all carry inside of us. It's unshakable. It's gritty. It's flinty. It doesn't pass easily. It's very solid. And it comes from promises like the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made. It comes from the creation poem in Genesis that says we were created very good by the divine. And that never changes throughout the whole story. That very goodness never goes away. That we're called beloved by the divine. And that's a name that people who were attuned to spiritual life, they used for themselves. Beloved. That's how God sees us. And nothing ever changes that. No matter what stage of life we're at, no matter whether our attachments are insecure or secure, nothing changes the fact that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, we are created very good, and we are called beloved. Those things are always, always true. Those are the uppercase belongings. Those are the mattress and the frame, if you want to use the metaphor. And I get it, all metaphors break down. So if you're like, this bed thing doesn't work for me, fine, maybe there's a different one. But this is what we're doing for right now. So just bear with us. I also believe, just as much as that capital B belonging never changes, I believe the lowercase belongings change all the time. And that's a good thing. When we transition ages, stages, whether those stages are physical or emotional or spiritual, when we move from one place to another, these lowercase belongings change. And I find people often in a panic because of this question around belonging. But what has really happened is that they've begun to unmake the bed. And some of those stable attachments, those comfortable attachments they had, they're figuring out they don't work anymore. And without them in place, there's a bit of uncertainty. And that question pops up, like, where do I belong if I don't belong to these pillows or this blanket or these sheets? And so they're busy taking off the pillows because the metaphors they used for God or the theology that brought them to this place or even the faith community that they found their identity in just it no longer works for them. Sometimes they've come to a different understanding of God. Sometimes they've seen terrible, heartbreaking abuse in their religious community, and they cannot see how God would want them to remain in a place that is so dangerous. The blanket comes off because of an illness or a personal failure, or maybe into the positive, a transition in career or calling or gender, on and on. And what they found is that that attachment to themselves that they used to have, healthy or unhealthy, no longer works. Or maybe the sheets get pulled off because we move away from home. We get married. We inherit a new family and a new way of connecting. We leave behind our faith community. We leave behind our friends. We trade our high school friends for college friends, for young adult friends, to friends with kids, to friends who are all talking about retirement. And as we move from relationship to relationship, the sheets get pulled off. This whole process of pulling the pillows and the blankets and the sheets off the bed and leaving behind those old attachments, that process is called detachment. You might have figured that out already. It's called detachment, and it's actually a part of how growth and formation works. So if you've heard the word deconstruction before, when it relates to faith, not philosophy, there's a whole bigger discussion, but if you've heard the word deconstruction related to faith before, and maybe you've heard it cast in a bad light, honestly, deconstruction is, especially when it comes to faith, is simply detaching from a previous way of seeing God. It's getting rid of some pillows and getting new ones. Because if detachment wasn't part of life, if detachment from our ways of seeing God and self and others wasn't part of our life, we would never grow. And some detachment comes when pain happens, when it shakes us and we have to rethink our ideas of safety, security, and even success. When I was growing up, I had some friends in my conservative church background, and they believed divorce was the greatest sin that anyone could ever commit. And they were very strong about this as teenagers and as young adults. And then they got married. And then they had painful and abusive experiences. And suddenly, as people of faith, they couldn't stay attached to that belief that this was the greatest sin, because which was the greater sin? Being abused to the point where they no longer wanted to live? Or walking away from a relationship in which one person doesn't honor the other? That belief that they had built, that attachment they had made in their life, just didn't work anymore. But if they didn't detach from it, sometimes literally, they wouldn't have survived. So detachment is part of the spiritual journey. It's part of the human development journey. Kids grow up, rebel, and detach from their family so that they might go and establish the life that they were meant to live. We grow up and detach in our spiritual life. We grow up and detach from God and self and others in a way that we might move into new stages, new places of loving God and self and others. But continue to notice this. Throughout all of our life, throughout all the circumstances, we may change the sheets and the pillows and the blankets, but the frame and the mattress never change. In fact, it's that solidness, that capital B belonging, the frame, the mattress, our identity as beloved by God and very good, it's that that allows us to do the work of detachment. If we can change the pillows and the sheets and the blankets and know that our belonging is never in question, it allows us to be thoughtful and graceful. It allows us to be patient with the divine as the divine leads us into new places. So take a second as you're hearing all of this and just reflect on this for a moment. Where have your images or metaphors or beliefs about God started to change? One way I like to put it is, in what way have you figured out that the faith that brought you here is not the faith that will take you there? What are some of the things you simply cannot stay attached to when it becomes... What are some things you cannot stay attached to in your relationship with God? How has the way you view yourself, your body, your talents, your physical health, your appearance, how has that changed? Maybe age has changed that. Maybe cancer has changed that. What are you being prompted to detach from as it relates to how you see yourself? What are you being asked to let go of? What about the key relationships in your life? Which ones are coming to life and growing and taking on a new level? And which ones seem to be fading away and disappearing? Where are you grieving some previous friendships, some previous closeness? As I record this, it just reminds me how this question of belonging might be one of the greatest places of restlessness in our life. Figuring out how we belong when we're detaching from the things that once gave us a sense of belonging in the places and stages of our life, it is not easy work. It is unsettling. And we really do want to get out of it as fast as we possibly can. But let's say that we've taken some of our old attachments and we've released them, some of the old ways that we feel like we belong, and we've begun to detach from them. What happens then? Dr. Renita Weems says that we cannot just leave the bed unmade. This image of the bed is actually something that she developed, so where credit is due, she developed this metaphor of the bed and attachment and detachment. But she says you can't leave the bed unmade because it gets dusty and leaves room for just about anything to happen. She says a detached life is open to whatever. It is positioned to be filled and possessed. Yes, it is good to detach, but detachment generates a need for attachment. So let's say you're in a stage in your life where you've just let go of all the old blankets and sheets and pillows, and you're just standing there staring at a bare mattress and a frame. Maybe you've just let go part of it. Maybe it's the sheets that are gone. Maybe and the blanket is pulled back and the pillows are tossed aside, or maybe it's the pillows, or maybe just chase this metaphor in whatever direction you're headed. In order to sleep well again, you're going to need to replace those pieces. So how do we replace those pieces? Growth and formation is as much about remaking the bed as it is about making and unmaking it in the beginning. The problem with this is, staring at that unmade bed, we feel this sense of restlessness because we don't know where we belong. We don't have those attachments to guide us. We have the deep capital B belonging, but the people around us, the way we see God, the way we connect to ourself, there's nothing there. And so we try to fight that feeling. And so maybe we double down and say, you know what, the old stuff, it's fine. It works. Like that old pillow is, it'll still work. I can make that work. Or sometimes we just give up and we say, yeah, whatever. And we just try to make things work and we just accept life as it is. But I believe when we start to think about that deep capital B belonging, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, that we're created very good and we are called beloved, and we see that, I believe there's a ton of freedom within that restless space to remake the bed. So if you're in that spot where you don't think about God the same way you used to, or you don't think about yourself the way you used to, or you're making new relational connections, here's what I'd love to suggest to you right in the middle of your restlessness. Not for later when you get through this, or once you get the bed remade, here's some good things to do. But I'd love to say this to you if this is where you are. And I think most of us are at some stage of this all the time, just to be honest. And maybe you're not, and good, that's fantastic. But my belief is probably that you are. So here are some suggestions I would make to you. Number one, try to stay in that restless place. Staring at the unmade bed, wondering what the new connections are going to look like, wondering where you're going to belong. Just try and stay there. Because growth is never microwaved. It's always a slow cooker kind of process. So don't try to hurriedly remake the bed. Don't try to double down on old things that used to work, old ways of seeing God or self or others, and just pretend that everything's fine. Try and stay in that place between the attachments you used to have and the new ones that are yet to come, because that's the place where restlessness actually gives us a gift. The second thing is, just know that even without your previous belongings, those lowercase b, those previous attachments, that there is still this deeper uppercase belonging that never changes. No matter what anxiety or irritation you feel about the old attachments going away and new ones not yet being formed, just remember, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are created very good. And God sees you as beloved. And nothing will change that. Finally, as you look at that unmade bed, just know that this is all part of the process. We will make unmake and remake the bed of our souls so many times over the course of our life. It's just part of it. And the sooner we can embrace that, the better the experience is going to be when it happens next time. So maybe it would be good for us to just make peace with the restlessness of an unmade bed. Or perhaps we can see it in the statement of Jesus when he says, if anyone wants to become my followers, that's an attachment. Let them deny themselves and take up their cross. That's detaching from safety and security and reputation and prestige and old relationships. And let them follow me, which is a kind of reattachment. Maybe that's an invitation for us to a map, a way, a path for our spiritual journey of making and unmaking and remaking the bed. Everything I just talked about is a piece of chapter 2 from the book, The Gift of Restlessness, but I thought this is just so important that I wanted to share it with you here. So thank you for listening to this. Thank you for taking the time to think about this metaphor of making and unmaking the bed. And wherever you might be in the process of releasing old attachments, sitting in the middle, staring at a blank, bare mattress and dreaming about what the new attachments or weeping and mourning for the new attachments, wherever you might be, thank you for taking the time to listen to this. If you haven't yet, would you please like the podcast on your particular platform? Subscribe to it if you have that option. And more than that, if you know someone who's going through this whole attachment, detachment, reattachment journey, somebody who's making their bed or remaking their bed, would you share this episode with them if you think it would be helpful? If not, that's totally okay. I recorded this episode in the back of my car, like most of them. It's becoming a very familiar and comfortable place. I thought about calling it Honda Accord Studios, but that's cheap humor, and I'm not going to stoop to that, so just pretend I didn't say it. But recorded here at my home, and the music for the podcast is provided by my dear friend Robert Ebbins. You can find more information about his music in the show notes. And so may you embrace today making, unmaking, and remaking the bed, knowing that it is the way we become the people the divine has in mind for us to be, and knowing that this restlessness between the old attachments and the new ones is actually a place where we might find a gift of the divine. Thanks for listening. Peace, friends.